I can't believe it is the last segment
that we will be doing together.
We'll be doing together, yes.
But proactively, I'm going to say to Amy Loboda, who may or may not be listening, Amy, you have the controls for when you choose to return to AirVenture.
That's right. And this last quarter hour, we're really thrilled to have George Bai, who's the founder and CEO of Bai Aerospace, and people have heard his name for a couple of years now. And he first came on the spotlight for me when you announced the eFlyer 2, which was back in, when was that, George?
4 or 5 years ago now.
Ooh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
But boy, things have certainly moved along since then. I mean, with the eFlyer 4 and the eFlyer 800.
Indeed. Indeed.
So welcome to
It's a pleasure. Great to see you both.
You know, I don't think there's anybody listening who isn't in the corner of having safe, sensible, effective electric flight happen. How close are we?
We are indeed very close. And I think what's been visible over the last few years is that we've been flying. This is not a concept. It's not a technology or a PowerPoint. The real airplane has really been flying. Over 4 years now, two different motors.
Now, we're talking specifically about the eFlyer 2, is
eFlyer
that right?
eFlyer 2, yeah, the developmental prototype. Or we'd call it a technology demonstrator because we have had several different battery updates, configuration changes, software updates. The battery management system, the inverter controller, and the motor are all key to success with electric flight. And that emphasis has been really important with the engineering team and Bai Aerospace as we've been flying that developmental prototype and collecting the data and proving and showing, demonstrating that electric aviation is indeed real and ready for the future.
Where are they starting in the eFlyer 2? Who's your primary customer for those airplanes?
So as we've transitioned from the two-seat technology demonstrator, we're really pivoting right into the primary trainer role in the conformed aircraft, the aircraft for FAA certification under the new Part 23 Amendment 64. That is the aircraft for primary aircraft, primary aircrew, primary pilot training. And really the driving fundamental benefit is the much lower cost of energy. Electricity is just much less expensive, about a tenth of the cost per flight hour as avgas is. So we're just delighted to work with the FAA. The FAA administrator came by yesterday. We gave him a nice tour and a briefing. His leadership team was with him and all very, very excited about the future being electric and working with us and our engineering team to certify that first airplane with the target audience, with fleet operations in mind, great flight school partners here in the U.S. and around the world.
So that's one of the aircraft that's sort of coming through the organization. Talk a little bit about the bigger one.
So as we iterate from the eFlyer 2, all of those systems, the motor, the battery modules, the integration of the electric propulsion system, transitions right into larger aircraft. The same foundation, if you will, scales. So as you go from the eFlyer 2 to the eFlyer 4, the four-seater, it's a Safran motor. The battery modules are more plentiful, heavier, larger, but still it's the same system redundancy, same safety system, same architecture, if you will. Two-seat eFlyer 2, four-seat eFlyer 4. Now the eFlyer 4 market, that's more of a utility aircraft, traditional four-seat, moving people, advanced training, etc. Much like all of our great friends in the legacy industry have gone from a Cessna 172 to a 182, etc. We're doing very, very much the same kind of thing. And then finally, the eFlyer 800 that we just announced recently. Great, great aircraft focused on the turboprop category of aircraft. 8 seats, pressurized, retractable gear, and over 300 knots and 500-mile range.
I noticed yesterday during your press conference, you were putting up the artist conceptions of the aircraft, and the first thing that I noticed on the eFlyer 4 was the vast distance from the cockpit to the front of the nose where the motor is. But, of course, the Safran electric motor weighs considerably less than a comparable piston.
Oh, my goodness. Engine. Yes, indeed. It is very sleek. One of the things you'll notice on the eFlyer 4, and the 2 as well, of course, but the eFlyer 4 and then the eFlyer 800 is they're very, very sleek, low drag. There's no cooling drag, whether it be for a piston engine or the intakes and so forth for a turboprop. So the lift-to-drag ratio for some of this that have the pilot background, maybe a touch of engineering, is a remarkable 20, an L over D of about 20. So very low drag. The motor up front is very little of the actual volume of the nose. There's actually battery packs behind the motor.
Yeah, so you would battery packs fit better weight and balance wise in the nose versus in the wings where we put our gas, right?
Indeed, normally the volume of our wings is taken up with avgas or jet fuel. In our case, it's literally the most efficient airfoil for the mission, mm-hmm. Without the trade offs. Having to do with fuel volume. So battery packs forward, battery packs aft.
Let me reintroduce you again. We're talking with George Bai, who is the founder and CEO of Bai Aerospace.
You mentioned yesterday that the motor equates to a 200 kilowatt in power. And I thought, I'll bet you a lot of people in the room can't make that conversion to. So how many horsepower is that?
That's a great question. 200 kilowatts is 268 horsepower. So it's kind of a 1.3s plus a little bit. So you consider an aircraft in that category, and that's not atypical. That's about right in terms of a horsepower torque equation, if you will.
For a four-place.
For a four-place airplane, yeah. 200 kilowatts, 200 knots.
So any conversation around electric vehicles lands at some point on batteries. Are they ready? Are you waiting for some development in battery tech? If you're not, how did that happen? Can you talk about that a little bit?
The answer is yes. I love that question. So when we began some years ago, the amount of energy per unit weight was about 160 watt-hours per kilogram. 5 years ago, it was 200 watt-hours per kilogram. Then to 240, 260. Now we're going beyond 300 watt-hours per kilogram. And of course, the forecast is even for, you know, into the 400s and 500s. We love that. And of course, electric aviation embraces that opportunity because that contributes to the performance, ultimately endurance and range of the vehicle. So the key for electric aviation is to build the modules that can contain, you know, the various battery cells as they improve, while the aircraft configuration or architecture has the, you know, the stable certified configuration. So we look forward to improving battery cells. Today, we've crossed the threshold of the utility and the technology for certification. Again, Steve Dixon and the FAA leadership, we're ready to go, and the regulation is there for us. What follows is even better.
Well, in fact, I had a complete head-smacking moment at the press conference the other day, because you mentioned something I hadn't even thought of. There's no density altitude concerns.
That's
anymore,
right.
With an electric, I mean, because you turn it on and it runs and it doesn't know how high the aircraft is in the air. But I also thought, are we going to have to sort of learn a new language of electrics in terms of terminology? I heard you mention something C yesterday. I said, I don't know. I mean, to me, something C means temperature centigrade, but I bet that's not what he's talking about.
So a C rating on a battery is like the flow out of a hose. A small diameter hose, you have a small amount of current or movement. A large hose, like a fire hose, of course, you can move a lot of current. So 0.3C means a third. 1C is 100% in terms of volume of moving across in and out of the battery per hour. So when we say we fly with about 0.3C, it means I'm using about one third of the battery pack in an hour of flight. If I'm recharging with 1C, that means I can recharge that battery pack in an hour. There's more to it than that, but that's the idea. It's kind of like fuel flow.
And then, of course, this is a very quiet airplane.
No noise.
There are no emissions.
No noise, no CO2. The operating cost differential, that's a game changer. Yeah. One-fifth the operating cost.
One-fifth.
One-fifth
wow.
the operating
cost. That's remarkable.
Cost.
Yeah. George Bai, the founder, CEO, and chairman of Bai Aerospace, with some exciting things in our collective future. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're listening to EAA Radio.